Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Today is Dove Kramer's final day at WFAN. And, you know, I wanted, first and foremost, I've known Dove for a number of years. You know, since I was an intern, summer of 98, I came back working here August of 2000, not dating myself and started working overnights. But Dove has been behind the scenes all these years. And I wasn't going to give you kind of, and we used to make fun of Russo at times because Gelb's last day producing on Chris and Mike's show. Russo signed off by saying something of the nature of, Bob Gelb, 10 years at the post. Great job. What are you going to say? Was Schusen up next on your Fannaroni? And that was the close. And Gelb obviously went into sales and has a tremendous success there. So it's an honor to be, I'm very saddened, obviously, with it. But I've known Dove. He's been a friend of mine for a number of years. We talk on the air, obviously off the air. And Dove, I know this place means a lot to you.
Yes, it's been quite an experience. The relationships, the friendships, the community of sports fans is unbelievable. But the community that was created here as we built this thing as sports fans, and we did it because we love sports, we had fun doing what we're doing, and hopefully that came across on the air as we reach out to you.
No question. What do you think... if you had had one moment for you, Dove, what was your, like, what do you think back on the most in terms of what made this space, but what made this place, or what do you think back of the most of your days here at FAN?
Well, if you're talking about a moment that I will always think back fondly. So right now we're not doing updates anymore. Updates were a major part of the station for many, many years, including they were sponsors for updates. Not all updates had sponsors. Some did. And you remember years ago, we actually, at the top of the hour, we had a commercial in the middle of the update.
No doubt. Yes.
And often there was a live sponsorship for that update, which was read before the commercial. But there wasn't always a sponsor. But sometimes we would tell the update anchor there was a sponsor when there wasn't. So, for example, when I knew that the commercial that was scheduled for the update was for the veal industry, I told Minko that it was sponsored by Veal. Mm-mm. So Minko goes on the air and says, FAN Sports sponsored by Veal. Mm-mm. Or there was one time where we had Mike McCann
Oh. That was the tricks.
Correct. Remember that one?
Yes, I do.
Silly rabbit tricks for kids in the middle of an update. No, you can't beat that.
What made, what brought you, like, how did you get, what brought you to the fan?
So I was actually, I'm a radio person more than a sports person. Loved sports, but I'm a radio person. I was working first for, then it was Hot 103, it's now Hot 97, then it was a dance station. The sister station to Hot 103 was WHN, 1050 Country Music. So because I was already in the building working part-time in Hot 103, I got to do some work for WHN. So Guzman helped me. I was a fill-in news producer for the news in the morning show, Delta Montrose show on WHN, for those who remember way back when. I filled in to do the public affairs shows, producing those for WHN. And then as everyone realized that they were closing down, a sports station was taking over for country music, so the staff there started to leave to find other jobs.
Right.
So I started doing a once-a-week shift in the control room, running a recorded countdown show. And then the new management started coming in to hire a staff for fans. So I was in the building, and I applied for, interviewed for, working on the board here at Fan before they were on the air, and was hired to work overnights with Steve Summers.
So you worked overnights. How long were you with the Summers for?
It was probably a little over a year.
That was it. And then you moved to middays or moved to where?
I was doing nights then. I worked with Howie and other and games.
Nice.
There was a year that I worked with Mike and Chris. I did work with Mike and Chris Monday through Thursday. Friday I couldn't because of sundown. So I worked Sunday through Thursday, but 4 days a week with Mike and Chris. I have in my now it's dying room, the radio that Mike and Chris gave out on their 10th anniversary. I just remember that radio that I mismatched when he realized it was not just him that got one.
And you used to do Best of Imus as well, right?
Correct. Correct.
I mean, you think back to Kaufman Astoria Studios, that was like, it was crazy. The radio station at that time.
Yeah, it was different. Obviously, there's a different feel when you're part of a whole company of radio stations. We were in Hot 103 left to go to the city. It then became Hot 97, we became 660. We had the whole Astoria, all those three floors to ourselves. It was, the newsroom was like a locker room.
No doubt. 100%. And everyone got together. Now I'm going to put you on the spot. What was the worst radio show? No, I'm just joking.
Before Bob Salter did public affairs, somebody else did public affairs. He used to mail his shows on a cassette and they'll play it on the air on a cassette. Those were pretty brutal.
Well, I mean, nowadays everything's digital. You used to have reel-to-reel. You used to have
the change in technology and information, the way it's processed now is very different.
Well, Dove, you know I love you and appreciate you, and I know we'll stay in contact and everything alike, but appreciate everything you've done for me over the course of the years.
I was glad to help you. If I could help others, I tried to. I told people here they could always reach out to me. They have my contact information. You know where I am.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.